Elkhart with the possession to start this third period. Anderson, right corner, inside the arc against Trey Davis. To Wendy, one number four against the other. Williams drives in, hands off to Gates. Gates back in the corner to Brown. Brown on the drive, back to Williams. A long three is good. Anthony Williams with his first basket of the game, and it's a three-pointer to make a 10-point deficit 7. Jackson Gould down to the baseline, Trey Davis up the sideline to Jackson Gould, now to Carson. Now back to Brant Martin on the left baseline. Jaeger all the way across, Jackson Gould, blows by Wendy, lobs it back out to Carson. Inside, Jaeger got free and scores. That's good court vision by your point guard at the top of the circle.
Well, that's Carson Gould seeing the defense fly to the cutter that's going out to the corner, realizing that all he has to do is get it to the open spot, and credit Jaeger for not setting on the screen and actually slipping it towards the basket.
Anderson, left side to Wendy. Wendy off a screen, off another. Right side for Brown. Bound in the corner to Wendy, whose dad was the head coach here at Elkhart for a while. Anderson outside the lane, out top. Gates pulls the trigger on an 18-footer, no good. Martin up high for the rebound for the Tigers. Martin then gets away from Williams. Ahead to the timeline to Carson Gould, far side. He's trapped there in the corner, Jackson Gould. Cross-court pass, Martin left of the key. He'll pick up his dribble, throw it back out to Carson Gould. In the corner, Jackson. He's open and shooting for three, and it's way off the mark. And the rebound's grabbed by Demarion Anderson for Elkhart. 40-foot pass ahead to Williams, right wing. Up the baseline, under the basket. Jaeger saw the pass coming and tipped it away and stole it. Carson Gould in transition. Jackson to the left, drives in the lane. Underneath, Trey Davis, reverse layup for two. Jackson hasn't scored the game, but he's played a terrific game.
Absolutely, and right there, that shows you where his mentality is, because instead of taking a forced close shot that maybe could have, you know, taken advantage of scoring his first 2 points, he makes a great pass to Trey Davis underneath to notch an assist.
Anderson at the foul line over Davis. Banks it, no good, straight out. Jackson Gould the rebound. Warsaw 28, Elkhart 17. Gould got his pocket picked by Williams. Takes it down, puts it up. Jackson draws a foul. Williams ends up in the front row down here at this end. Gould with the foul. That's his second. Free throws coming up here for Williams. He's been pretty good at the free throw line, although he missed one last night. He is 10 out of 13 for the season. Not sure what happened with Jackson there, but somebody just stole his lunch money. Williams will shoot. Right-handed 5'9" senior puts it up and in.
Well, and Jackson comes down and commits a foul, which generally on a breakaway, if there's a foul committed, you think, man, there was probably excessive contact. I think Jackson, it was almost like the Top Gun play, but Jackson couldn't stop and ran into the back of Williams and forced him into the bleachers, but it wasn't anything malicious.
Second one up and good. Williams makes both. He's got 5 points. Comes Tyson Rogers into the game for Elkhart. Williams takes a break. Carson Gould will walk it up the middle of the court. Elkhart lining up in a 1-3-1 half-court trap. Carson Gould up the sideline to Martin. Martin then back out to Carson Gould. Carson to the sideline, skip pass across to Jackson. Out of the baseline, Trey Davis, 10 feet out. To the foul line, Carson Gould, right side, Martin for three, no good. Martin got his own rebound, takes it inside, then throws it back out to Jackson Gould. Jackson on the drive, inside ball tipped away, out of bounds. It remains Warsaw ball. I think he could have gone one more dribble and maybe taken that up to the basket. Carson Gould, baseline left at the far end of Northside Gym. Looking and lobs it out to Trey Davis near the volleyball line. Davis, one hands it off to the right to Martin. Out to Carson Gould. 5 minutes left to play, third quarter. Warsaw leads Elkhart by 9. Jackson Gould, top of the circle, drives in, dumps it underneath, went right past Martin and out of bounds. Again, Brant's not looking for a pass there. He's expecting Jackson to shoot that ball.
Yeah, and because that's generally what has happened as this season's progressed. But tonight you're seeing kind of Jackson be more of a facilitator as opposed to a scorer. But it takes a long time for a team to adjust. And right there, Brant wasn't ready as a receiver, and you can't blame him.
Anderson outside the arc, now inside the arc. Guarded by Trey Davis, trying to muscle him into the basket, but just can't. Rogers, right baseline, cut off. No, he picks up his dribble. He's in trouble in the corner. He'll bounce it out, and Jackson Gould stole it. Gould takes off the other way. Jackson cuts to the middle. He'll one-hand it into the right corner for Carson Gold. Down to the baseline to Martin for two. Brad Martin with his first two, and Warsaw leads by 11 again, 30-19 at 4:10 of the third.
And for the record, that doesn't mean that I believe Jackson was taking any type of selfish shots. It's just when he gets to the basket area, he's aggressive and finishes.
And makes a lot of them.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't he? Windy left corner. The baseline to Marion Anderson. Got away from Davis. Takes it up. Missed it. Heavy contact. Play goes on. Davis the rebound for Warsaw. Flips it back to Carson Gould. Carson gets around a double team. Picks up his dribble at the foul line. Whips it inside. Trey Davis for two more. Another beautiful pass from Carson Gould. It's 32-19 Warsaw. Past the midway point of quarter three.
Man, both Jackson and Carson have done a great job in the middle with their passing.
Kyle Sears wants a full timeout and receives it. 3:32 left to go. Third quarter at Northside Gym. Warsaw 32. Elkhart 19. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Jared Shaw back in Northside Gym here in Elkhart. Warsaw's built a 13-point lead here in the third quarter, 32-19. Pass was wide of a curling Anderson. He had to go outside the arc to get it. He's now guarded by Drew Heckerman, who's into the game for Warsaw. Rogers outside the lane. Gates travel the ball. That's a call that officials miss a lot because he caught the ball with one foot on the ground, then caught it, put the other foot down, and then hopped. That's traveling. Warsaw ball leading by 13. Gould right sideline. Jackson out to Carson. Left side Bricker is back in the game, and he threw it out of bounds. He was throwing the ball to Martin at that little 10-foot spot down on the baseline, and Martin heard the ball hit the bleachers, turned around and went, wait, was that for me? And it was for him.
Yep, and that's the thing with when you put new guys in different spots and you're moving guys in that are younger, notice Coach Moore takes Brand out to discuss and explain why he's supposed to settle down in that area, because then that opens up the middle because that guy's supposed to guard him.
They lob it inside. Gates is open and he scores. And they lobbed it over Jackson Gould's head. I think Jared agrees, I'm wondering if Gould's shoulder is bothering him a little extra here right at this moment. Bricker right wing, out to Carson Gould. Left side to Jackson. He's trapped. Back out to Carson. Foul line Heckman. Left side Jackson Gould. Up the baseline, ran out of room. Whips a cross court pass Carson Gould. Bricker right corner. Three-pointer, yes. Right back to the first half where he had 15 points on 4 3-pointers. He has a fifth and now 18. At Warsaw leads 35-21. Anderson on the weave. In for the left, all the way in for two. Demarion's got 8. He is their leader. His team down by 12 with under 2 minutes left to go, third quarter. Bricker, Carson Gould at the top. Right sideline for Jackson Gould. Jackson fakes and throws it back out to Carson. Around to Bricker. Bricker at the foul line. Heckman, ball knocked away and taken away by Brown for Elkhart. Outlets to Anderson. Ahead to Gates on the right, of the left. He ran over Carson Gould. Blocking foul called on, I should say, Jackson Gould. And Jackson's got his third.
That's a tough angle for Kirk Robinson there because he's right on top of the play. And I think if he would have waited another half second, he would have seen that arm getting completely extended. And Jackson Gould, once again, getting over in position to have an opportunity to take a charge regardless of how hurt that shoulder is currently.
Rogers in the lane on Bricker. Lobs to the far side to Williams. Back across to the near sideline to Rogers for a long left-handed three, no good. And then Potter gets thrown to the ground, and it's out of bounds to Elkhart. We haven't seen Andrew much of late. They were so excited about the summer that he had and were very excited about what he could contribute off the bench for this team. It just hasn't worked out, but he got a good big one-handed rebound right there.
Well, and I think that was a timeout, so we'll probably finish up there.
Timeout Tigers. 1:20 left to play third quarter. Tigers 35, Lions 23, back at 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Tiger ball after the timeout, facing full court pressure, leading 35-23. Carson Gould backs away from a double team. He'll jump a pass across the line to Martin, who got caught from behind, got his legs taken out from under him. Williams grabs the ball for Elkhart, and a whistle, and they call traveling against the Lions. That's out of bounds to Warsaw.
Well, in all fairness, we should be our basketball anyway, because Brent Martin just got his legs completely wiped out from underneath him on that loose ball. And regardless if it's a loose ball or not, that is a foul. But you've mentioned Potter not getting a ton of time. they're going to need to find time for him, because in terms of physicality of what Warsaw's wanting, Potter does bring that to the table, and I think that could help, especially in a sectional.
Martin gets spun around. He lost the ball. Williams saves it in for Elkhart. Williams weaves his way through traffic. Off to the right, flips back to Anderson. Anderson in the corner for Rogers. Rogers starts out, then goes up the baseline, got cut off. Out to Brown, who rumbles in from the right, couldn't shoot. Out to the left, Rogers for three. Bricker, the rebound for Warsaw. Up the baseline to Carson Gould. Down court to Davis. Trey Davis down to the wing, trapped. Back out to Carson Gould. Right side to Martin. In the corner, Bricker turning, shooting, hitting. Luke Bricker's got it stuck on automatic. 21 points for Bricker. Warsaw 38, Elkhart 23. Down the lane, Anderson fakes, falls, fires from 15 and hits. Demarion's a double figures with 10. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Warsaw with a 13-point lead. Carson Gould got whacked in the arm. Play goes on. 6 seconds. Five. Underneath, Trey Davis all by himself for two. And that's the way the quarter will end, as Williams throws it off the backboard stanchion. Warsaw 40, Elkhart 25. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.